Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave, the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program on Health Star Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. They say that there are only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Join Dave and his guests now and every Tuesday at noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they share practice tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help get you through this day so you can live your caregiver life more fully and abundantly. Now, here's your caregiver host, Dave Nassani.
From Los Angeles, a big L.A. welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous Radio Star Worldwide Network. Yes, folks, I am the guy who's going to help you and guide you through this very difficult journey called caregiving. And we're going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Ouch, sounds nasty, doesn't it? But we have an exciting show planned for you today with my lovely co-host, Adrian Gruberg from the Caregiver Space. We will be interviewing number one best-selling author, Dr. Fitness, also known as Stephen Hershey. I think I'm saying that right. And we'll be discussing a solution to the exercise dilemma for caregivers. Yeah, you know I'm talking to you out there. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss this show. And if you are new to the show, we get many new listeners every week, especially since we've gone video. I am your host, Dave Nassani, and this show is to caregivers of every single kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they are, well, let's see, they're caring and they're selfless and they're sacrificial. And oh, yeah, they're unfortunately very prone to caregiver burnout because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. Now, you need to learn a lesson from the airlines. You know, they tell us in the event of an emergency, put your own oxygen mask on first before you help your loved one with their mask. Well, they know what they're talking about because they've seen people black out when people don't put their needs above the needs of their loved ones. And you know what? Caregivers are exactly the same way. And if that happens, you can't help anybody with anything. And we don't want to go there. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects that it can have on us. It throws us into this other thing, as if one thing wasn't enough, called the grief process. Ouch. Another ouch. Unfortunately, folks, only one way to get out of the grief process. You got to go through it. Can't go around it, over it, under it. Got to go through it. I'm so sorry. But hopefully we can help you through your grief and your loss if you happen to, you know, feel like you're stuck. I want to thank my last week's guest. What a great guest she was. Marianne Amon, discussing ways to overcome stress, anxiety, and worry. And you can hear that show on my website, caregiverscaregiver.com. That's caregivers with an S, caregiver without an S.com. And all my interviews, especially this one, are there. So just a reminder, when you're there on my website, go to, you'll see something that says, are you a candidate for burnout? And check, yeah, and I will give you a copy of my first book I wrote absolutely free just because I'm a nice guy. And we're going to let you know if you're a candidate on a grading scale. And then if you are, we're going to like figure out how you can, you know, what your situation is and how you can fix it. All right, enough of that. Stephen Hershey, also known as Dr. Fitness, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to this interview today. I really appreciate it. And yes, we can see you.
Oh, what? Wonderful. I wasn't sure about that. Could add that we need to add Dr. Fitness, and we have to put a USA at the end.
USA, is that because there's another Dr. Fitness around there?
Wow, and you're gonna... we'll have to look at me as the real deal.
So USA, okay. And those are great initials, by the way.
So it's drfitnessusa.com.
So why don't you take a minute or two and introduce yourself. Just who is Dr. Fitness and who is that female I see floating around the screen?
Well, Batista Gramode, she's the highest level teacher in the world when it comes to body design.
Oh, wow.
And Dr. Fitness USA, which is myself. I own the International Institute of Body Design. And I'm also an international body designer.
So you can design my body, huh?
Exactly.
Because I have this vision in my mind of what my body's supposed to look like. And if you can design it, that would be awesome.
I can, is great. The answer. But you know,
Adrian, you want your body designed too, Adrian?
I've been working on it.
Well, you know, when we talk to men, they're joking with me, of course, because they believe in yesteryear. They're what we call used to bees. They don't realize that they need a lot of help.
I do. In fact, I am guilty of checking out more men's bodies than women's bodies. And that's a sign of old age, I understand.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, I am straight. But for some reason, I want that guy's abs. Oh, man, look at those guys' muscles. Oh, look at his shoulders, man. And I'll go up to him. I say, how did you do that? I want that, you know.
They can't tell you how they get it because it's based on certain genetics or lifestyle or where they're at today. But you're a whole different entity and individual. And when you were young and then as you got older, you had certain potential to develop your body in a strategic way where you could create a symmetrical balance of muscles that would support your posture. Okay, when you go into the gym by yourself, some men don't go to a gym. When you go to the gym by yourself, it's just hit and miss. So we can look at it as if you went to an international body designer where I read the music to your body, like an acupuncturist, you hope that you go to one that would be able to know where to put the right meridian or the needle in the right meridian to affect whatever they're trying to work on if you're suffering from some type of illness. When you go into the gym by yourself or with a personal trainer, you're kind of like putting needles everywhere. So it really doesn't make sense.
I like your logo there where the guy's chiseling, you know, away. And I know.
That's me.
So tell us about yourself. How old are you? How much do you weigh? I mean, how did you get into this? Those are legitimate questions, Adrian. Don't laugh.
No, I don't mind. I'm 68 years old.
58, did you say?
68.
68.
No, yeah, I'm 68.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow. So you're older than me.
Yes, yes. Men always
and
say,
you look great.
My age, but no, I'm 68 and I'm about, I say I'm 6 feet, maybe a shy short. You know,
we all shrink, you know.
Yeah. And I'm weighing about 184. Now, I'm not
all slightly, muscle, right?
Well, I don't know if they're muscle. I don't try to be perfect. You see, bodybuilding or weight training is always looked at as either you're into it or you're not into it. But I'm trying to bring education to the world that strength training or weightlifting, if you want to call it that, is a component for anti-aging. It has, in my system, it has the propensity to strengthen your nervous system and to revert your posture to a healthy statue. So most people don't see it that way. So the statement or the clue today would be beyond yoga, Pilates, and personal training. So if I went to a web designer, there's web designers that do SEO. Okay, so when we go to somebody that really knows the ins and outs of the web business, they say you could be doing A and B, but if you're missing C, then you're going to fail. So that's what's happening in the exercise world. People think of stretching, aerobics, personal training, but they're missing the main component of what would really help them take care of their body in a sustainable way, even when they say they don't have any time. And that would be the body design formula system created by Dr. Fitness USA myself. Mm. So I have 50 years of experience.
Wow. I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce Adrian to you, doctor. This is Adrian Gruberg, founder of the Caregiver Space, who has, a million and a half followers.
So we can use Adrian as an example. Looks more like a person that might be involved in yoga, right?
Well, not really, but...
You do look
I would be if I didn't have balance problems.
Okay.
Do you want to tell everyone how old you are, Adrian, or you don't have to?
I'm as old as Mr. Fitness.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay, so we have things to share. But okay, so today, where you're at in your life, are you doing some type of exercise program?
Yes, I am.
Could you elaborate or give me some info?
Okay, I do. First I stretch. No, first I do about half hour on the bike to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I do about 15 minutes of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And then I either do free weights or work on machines. And I have a personal trainer who comes to see me.
Is the personal trainer coming to your residence or it's
yes,
actually?
I have a gym.
Okay, so great. So
you have a gym in your home?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, so when your trainer, okay, you did all these things. This is really great. Now your personal trainer comes to see you. Does he have something like on a clipboard or something written out, like a business plan of what you're going to do that day?
More or less, yes.
Ah, more or less. That's like the acupuncturist putting the needle in the wrong place. Okay,
if I've injured myself on another day, then we have to switch up exercises. That's all.
So let me ask you something. What would be the heaviest weight that, what body part would you start with when you start with the personal trainer?
Well,
didn't know you were going to be grilled, did you?
Drastically. Once upon a time, it would have been my saddlebags.
Okay.
But now, since my husband passed away, I've lost 37 pounds.
Okay.
I don't eat processed foods, sugar, or anything white.
Okay.
And the saddlebags vanished. So I think now, because I'm 68 years old, the only thing that's there that I really can't stand is a little bit of a tummy that I never had before.
Okay, let me ask you the same question. When you go with the trainer, what is the first exercise you would do with your trainer?
Well, after the stretching, yeah, with them, then I start with my floor exercises. I do sit-ups and leg outs and, knees to chest and scissor. Oh, you know.
Okay. So can I help you a little bit here?
Sure.
So what you're doing is you're doing what we call occupational therapy. So while you're doing that, your body is now going backwards. That's not the way that you get back. You reduce your age 15 to 20 years. That's you can call it a variation of personal training, but that's a disservice to you.
Okay.
And the reason is because if you were 100% strong when you were younger, and now as time goes on, your strength diminishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you came to see me, your strength would be down 70%. So in order to strengthen your nervous system,
mm-hmm.
or to have the correct exercise to work on your posture, you now have to elevate it more than 50%. In the body design formula, we elevate women's strength 15 to 20% in 20 minutes.
Mm.
The first time out. So what that does is that creates brain function. That creates a connection between your brain and your muscles of what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So to put it in the more simplest terms, you need to be able to address the large group of muscles in your body, which happens to be your legs. When you focus on that as a first exercise, now you can send energy up to your upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So a normal woman, just like yourself, would have to leg press between 300 pounds and 375 to maintain just your normal muscle mass. So you would say, oh my God, why would I want to lift some weights? Because you, as if you don't lift the weights, then your muscles go down like a deflated balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be able to put energy into your upper body. You say, well, that's not possible. It's not possible because you're in the wrong environment. You need to be in a professional environment that has the correct pair of shoes so that they don't pinch your feet or they slip and slide. That's why we don't promote exercise in a park, because there's no piece of equipment that can support your spine in a comfortable position so that you can exercise properly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying Adrian needs to be lifting that kind of weight?
Absolutely. I have How people, is that when, possible? When we talk about caretakers, I have students, one in particular is 68 years old, and she nursed her mother through 6 years. She has Alzheimer's and she eventually died. You know, the conclusion of that is the woman is sure that her mother would have lived longer if she would have done some strength training.
If her mother would have done some strength training.
Absolutely. That's the missing component. Today, if we go on the web, you'll see men, 92 years old, are strength training, and they're having a new vision on life.
Mm-hmm.
So the strength training, it's factual today, is the number one activity to add to any exercise program that you could consider. So I believe it's Mara Lee. She has a YouTube channel. We just did a segment on the show. She was a jock. She was an actress. And she's asking me, how do I get rid of the flab under my arms? And she says, I exercise just like yourself. And she says, well, I do 2-pound weights. And I'm explaining to her on the show, you're like so far away from the starting point, it's never going to happen. When you have saggy skin and things like that, people are trying to think they need to lose the weight. And that goes for people who are overweight. They're still thinking of how the clothes fit or how much they weigh on the scale. They don't understand that if they added strength training and produced muscles under the skin, they would have a greater result.
There's muscles under the skin?
Yes, there is muscles under the skin, but unfortunately, some of them were never developed.
Really? I'm speechless. I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. See, the interesting thing is when women are in their, I will say when they're in their after 50 years old and they're getting on, they produce more progesterone. They don't digest carbs too much. And they even have more energy than when they were younger, except that they don't know how to bring their body up to speed. They're still thinking in yoga, stretching, personal training, light training, all these things. They're not arming themselves, which would prolong their life maybe 15 to 20 years. I could be wrong, but we have evidence of that.
Well, you really sound different than a typical, normal, quote-unquote, personal trainer.
Thank you.
What makes you so different? I mean, you're sounding different. So what's
well, first
foundation?
Of all, I have when the person comes in, I'm able to read. Okay, well, let's try it this way. So a person comes into a personal trainer and it doesn't matter how they got there, and they explain exactly what they're looking for, right? They want a little less here, a little more there. The trainer is going to promise them that. The sun and the moon and all that. It's not going to happen for them. It's a myth. The trainer schedule is set up to work you out. So people don't hear the words work you out. The more confused that the program becomes, the more aerobics or jumping up and down it becomes, the more interesting it becomes for the actual the client, because they realize they could never do this without the personal trainer. What they don't know is it's going to cost them time, money, and energy. First of all, the program is not sustainable should the trainer go on vacation. Second of all, they're going to have to book time out of their schedule to go to some location to spend an hour working with the trainer that's going to be diluted most of the way with stretch exercises or conversation, which doesn't give them the result they're looking for. So there's a whole different mindset that's going on. When somebody comes to see me, I'm a hands-on person, and I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to create a relationship. I'm concerned about who's holding you back in life, how you got there, where you'd like to be. And then, of course, we need to look at the body and take some pictures so it becomes factual that if we line it up to what good posture looks like, the person says, oh, my God, that's not me. You know, it's pretty painful when I, especially for women, we try to be kind, but some of them have worked with trainers for 11 years. And when we look at the body or analyze it, it's dripping with fat. There's no muscle development at all. And it's very, very shocking to the person. They're thinking, well, I can't be that damaged. Okay. I'm not going to tell them that, but they're looking at 2 to 5 years of hard labor to try to get their body back. The men are also in the same category because logically they'll bond with their trainer. It doesn't matter if it's a male or a female, they'll bond with their trainer. So logically they say, I'm working out, it must be working. So let's give the analogy of this. Sorry, I'm just going to fix my seat here. Okay, so let's give an analogy of this. Two people go to the therapist, okay? One is a female, one is a male. The therapist says, John, what seems to be the problem? And he says, everything is fine. The woman just goes hysterical. What do you mean everything's fine? Well, in a man's mind, she's breathing, so she must be fine. We're very simple thinkers. So if I'm a man, I'm working with a trainer, especially if he has a good body, I'm going to assume my body must be close to his.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen that way. I show pictures of people that have lost 100 pounds in a year, and I have never talked to them about diet or aerobics, core training, or stretching. What I did was I gave them the tool that they could fall in love with or could relate to that changed their mindset or the music, the way they perceive exercise. And I gave them a program that's sustainable. That means that they have the car, they can put it in the driveway, and anytime they want to go for a drive, it's there. So it's none of these things like I have to work out 2 or 3 times a week, I have to schedule this, all this. This is all what the public wants the person to believe so that they will buy personal training sessions.
Listen, Stephen, let me interrupt you one moment. Hold that thought because we're late for a break.
Okay,
we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Just need to pay the bills here. Thanks. Don't go away.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you and ultimately an investment in them. Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and tune in to Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver radio program on Radio Star Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. With roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, it's about 1/3 of the population. That means everybody probably knows somebody caring for a loved one. They say that there are only 3 types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Mothers of special needs children, family members caring for elderly parents, spouses, siblings, or friends caring for disabilities such as Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, AIDS, autoimmune diseases. The list goes on. Join Dave and his guests every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. You'll start feeling better in no time as you begin to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help you get through the day and to live life more fully and abundantly.
And we're back with Stephen Hersey, who is Dr. Fitness, Dr. Energy. What other doctor names you go by?
I forgot that USA. We have to put that USA.
Oh, the USA. Dang it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to work on my memory. Before we go with this, Ed, are you still there? Of course you are. Are you listening?
Of course I am.
Yeah. What are you getting out of this so far, Ed? How's your body?
What I'm getting out of this is I need to start doing this now because I'm in my early 40s and I have these moments.
I used to be in my early 40s too.
What I do is I'll go through 2 or 3 years and I'll take really good care of myself, and all of a sudden for 6 months I won't do anything, and it just messes me up. So it's not a matter of a diet or a workout; it's a lifestyle.
A true doctor is a lifestyle we're talking about here.
Well, he got something out of it. So if I add something to it that would help, is all personal training is set up. Let's work out. Let's do more. Let's come on. You could do it. My system isn't set up that way. My system is set up so that it actually is at a higher level than yoga, and it actually quiets your mind. It's the program or the formula that opens up the combination to the lock. Okay, so I talk to men because they, I actually call them outright liars. Okay, it's as simple as that. You have to look in the mirror and see that your body is going away, and you need to take better care of it, because as we get older, we lose testosterone and we start to revert back to when we were a child. You get up in the morning, you've lost your chest, you lost some of your arms, maybe they weren't developed. And what happens is it creates this kind of like sissy type of attitude. So I run into a lot of grown men, they say, well, I'm doing yoga. Well, I'm not knocking yoga, but you're missing the main component that keeps your body together. So what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that they don't take really good care of their women. See, women get into their older years by being more intellectual. The more intellectual they become, the more they ruin their immune system. And since men and women actually could be in a relationship but have different needs, when they look at their woman, they assume she's okay. But most of the time, women protect themselves by being intellectual. That means they're a prisoner of intellectual knowledge, and they can't really get to the gym by themselves. So I tell the man, you need to put the woman in the car, drive her to the gym, sit there while she works out. And if you do that 3 or 4 times, it's going to create a habit. No, what they do is they try to cheat the women out of going to the gym and suggesting that they both sign up on this exercise program. You wouldn't find a man that would be too happy being in a high pair of high heels, would he? So now they're in a program that doesn't suit either one of them. Okay? And so I ask men to take better care of themselves so they can offer gifts of women. When I go to the gym personally, none of the men offer their women anything like, hey, honey, would you like to go to the gym and work out, or let me pay some money for a trainer? It's not happening. The men are going there and hanging out with themselves because it's a way of them having quiet time. And the women are either doing yoga or doing the business, and their body is slowly drifting away. So when we talk about seminar leaders, they don't really want to mess with the women anymore because they usually hold the money, some of them, okay? So we're talking in a general sense. So what happens is they have relationships outside the marriage. You can't help that, because even if a man doesn't have a mindset, the whole generation of men or women have changed. When you go to the gym, you have very healthy looking women working out today with weights, which is very visual to a man. And most of the men, when they're going home to their wife, has aged 20 or 30 years. So you got to know that when men's testosterone level is up and they light up when they see a healthy woman, if their woman isn't healthy, that image is acting, affecting his testosterone level, his mental clarity. There's a lot of things happening. So it's very important for men to offer the assistance to women. And it's very important for women to know that instead of saying they have no time, they need to make time, because it'll give them more time.
I've got to say something here.
Yeah. Yeah, you look like you needed to say something, Adrian.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open for it.
I do. And it has nothing to do with this male stuff. It has to do with the caregiving aspect of making time to go to the gym several times a week and really work with weights. How do you see someone who can't leave the house because their responsibilities are 24/7 as caregivers? They need to be with the people that they're taking care of, if only mentally, for the other person's security. How do you suggest that they do what you're talking about?
That's a good question. Okay, so I developed programs that a person can buy on. First of all, I have a whole educational videos that answer those questions on my channel on YouTube / Dr. Fitness USA, or even on the main website. But there are programs that I have developed that a person can buy at a very low cost online. They don't need a personal trainer. It'll allow them to go to the gym and take care of their body in under 40 minutes. If they were able to do that once a week or once every 2 weeks, then they will.
What if they don't have 40 minutes? What if they don't have 40 minutes? To be able to spend 40 minutes.
I believe that Dave is creating an invaluable service. He's trying to educate women like yourself or men that if they don't take time out that 40 minutes, then they surely will get sick also.
But you're saying that they should take 40 minutes to go to the gym.
They need to go to an environment that could be close to where they are, because the program's adaptable to any gym anywhere. And in that 40 minutes will give them 2 or 3 weeks span of relief. You have to work out. So this program is about talking to caretakers that if they don't take care of their body, then they're going to burn out. So in a case like the woman that was taking care of her mother for 6 years, at certain points in the week, she would take her mother to the gym with her, or she would get somebody to sit in for maybe an hour and give her some relief. If you stay with somebody 24 hours a day, you don't go to the bathroom, you don't eat, you don't do any of these things, you're going to get sick.
I understand that, believe me. That's why I'm saying that I was a 24/7 caregiver for two different people.
Okay.
I'm fortunate that I had the gym in my house. Okay. And was able to do the work here. There aren't very many people who are in that position. There are, however, a lot of people who are unable to leave their homes or get respite care to go to the gym and do what you're suggesting. I'm interested in an alternative to that for those people. Is there anything?
Yes. They will have to buy one or two pieces of equipment and sit it in their living room. That will strengthen their large parts of their muscles, and they'll keep their emotional stable, and they won't go south. You can do all those stretch exercises that you're talking about, but I can say that your trapeze, the muscles on the top of your neck, on each side of your neck, are so stressed out that I can say that you probably can't relax. And second of all, I can tell, and I could be wrong, that you've lost the natural curvature of your neck from those muscles being overstretched. So you can have a piece of equipment or a certain exercise that could be developed that would accommodate what's going on with the body. Okay, the trainer is not equipped to do that. So you need a correct mindset, you need an environment that you're talking about right now, and you need an education of what to do in that environment. So I have these online programs, I have a phone number, I'm reachable. You know, I can't chase people, but if they say, this is where I'm at and I'd really like some help or assistance, this is my time schedule, everything could be worked out. That's negotiable. That's a positive mindset. But people aren't like that. They're used to excuses. It's too late. We have an article that explains exactly when women say they have no time or men say they have no time. That's not true. I know a lot of doctors, they say they have no time, but they're still out playing golf. When they find something they like, they make the time. Now, if your life depended on it, you'd make the time.
Well, your life does depend on it, but somebody else's life is depending on you.
Then you need to, not you personally, we won't attack you. this program is about, Dave has created a program that if you don't take care of yourself, caretakers out there, if you don't want to take care of yourself, then it's not going to happen for you. You're going to break down and you could be more careless in what you're giving to the person. Some emergency might come up, but your reflexes might not be strong enough, or your physical strength to lift the person could not be there. I know some people are winding up with back injuries, serious back injuries, because they try to lift the person out of the bed and they don't have the right technique. They don't have the right strength.
Do you teach people the proper way to lift someone out of bed?
Yes, I can. You know, we can create a sessions or a seminar. We can do a lot of different things, just like you go see a therapist. So I won't call myself a therapist, but Dr. Fitness USA is here to help you understand how to rock and roll through life with your body, independent of anybody else.
Wow, you've thought about this, huh?
you know, if you go on my website, Dr. Fitness USA, there is a video by, and I can say who she is her name is Rosita Tan. She's the top dentist in Marina Del Rey. You cannot touch her. She's high end. Okay. I went in there because I was trying to promote my book. See? Posture for Power. Okay. And, or I have another book, How to Lose Weight to Look Good. And my wife wrote a number one bestseller. It says here, Feminine Body Design. Empowering Fitness for a Pain-Free Life. So the point of the story is I went in there and I looked at her. She was in her 50s and she was quite good looking. She was trim. And I asked her, why aren't you doing some strength training program? Because I can see the stress. And she thought, probably who is this man talking to me like that? And she read my book and she was willing to come in and have a conversation. I told her, don't come in with your husband, who's fat and out of shape. That causes her stress. Okay, so she comes in with her husband, and about 4 hours later, the husband is having a fit because he doesn't know what's going on. What I'm doing is I'm having a conversation with the woman and getting her to realize that if she takes better care of herself, things will happen for her. So if we shorten the story, she did the program and she went to the gym one time. Well, now it's 2.5 years or 3 years. And she goes on camera and says that my program is stronger than medicine. She had a shoulder tear or a shoulder injury that the doctor said she required immediate surgery, not from my program. She goes on camera and she says, I didn't do any of it. I just did Stephen Hersey's program and my body is perfect. And she's also talking to women that if you don't do something now, you're going to pay for it later on. Because when you do strength training at an early age, it becomes compound as you get older. Your bones get stronger. Your posture feels good. when your progesterone elevates itself, that deals with stress. When you add strength training, it helps to calm you down. There's a lot of positive effects. But if you're just doing stretching with a trainer or mining weights or like Merrill Lee with 2-pound weights, it's not happening. So I try to be realistic, not because I'm selling something to somebody. I'm getting them that each person has a greater potential to live life at its fullest. And the more that you put your body together, the longer you're going to last. So when I'm talking to caretakers, there is a way to educate them how to do better. But the programs online are done in a specific way. I'm a highly sensitive person. If you don't show me the car, you don't show me the key, and I can put it in and the engine actually turns over, it's not going to happen. So I have a way to relate to women or men so that they can actually put one foot in front of the other and get it done. But they're trying to do it all by themselves. It's not working. The women sometimes hire personal trainers, sometimes men, but it's not going to happen. We have a situation now where we have a personal trainer, not for me, and it helped the person lose 40 pounds. And what are they doing? They're in a swimming pool flopping their arms. They're missing the main component. You need a piece of equipment that supports the spine. If a person's weighing 260, you better have a support system for his spine. How's he supposed to feel his muscles? Flopping his arms in a swimming pool is not going to do the trick.
Stephen, we have so much to cover, and we're running out of time quickly. Okay. I'm going to skip the break.
Okay.
I wanted... let's talk about me for a second, because I am in relatively good shape. I need to lose 10 pounds right now. I'm 180, and I'm 5'8 or 9, depending on if I'm wearing shoes or not. But I injured my back somehow. I'm an avid bike rider. I was thrown into the air and landed on a car when I was hit by a car on my bicycle.
Okay.
Broken ankle for 2 years that didn't heal right. I was limping for 2 years. And finally, when the ankle feels better, my back goes out. And they tell me I have a herniated disc, 4 millimeters 2 years ago, 8 millimeters now. It's like getting worse. They want to do surgery. I've tried injections. Sometimes they help. Sometimes they don't. And so I'm severely limited in what I can do now to get exercise. And what do you do with a herniated disc injury?
See the book, Posture for Power.
Posture for Power.
What you do is you make an appointment and come in and talk with me. You know, your body is a team of players. Could be like a baseball team. If one is injured, there's a whole, you see, you can have pain in one angle of an exercise, and that weak muscle can be causing pain, but you can change the angle and your other team of muscles will come in to play and help to heal that injury where you won't have that pain anymore. So I'm an expert in back rehabilitation, and we have people that come in and have injuries all the time. In fact, in my wife's book, she talks about that she was a professional entertainer, flamenco, international dancer, and she suffered all sorts of injuries, and that's how we connected, and yet she doesn't have those injuries today. I'm the first person in the world to create strength training programs for women who suffer from endometriosis. I'm the first person in the world to create strength training programs for stress and addiction and make the front cover of addiction magazines. Okay? It's the missing component. But people won't pick up the phone and ask a question. They have the answer. You see, when I go to a networking meeting and I met a person and he says he's a chiropractor, I'll ask him what type. If it's a lawyer, I might ask him a question. When you say I'm involved in fitness, the person says, well, I'm a fitness expert. I got a personal trainer. I do yoga. Why would I want to talk to you? I'm happy. You know, they're brain dead. I'm sorry to say, people are not as open as one would want them to be. You're supposed to have a conversation with, ask the person. Maybe you're doing a Pacific program, but then again, you're supposed to be a connector for other people that might have some back issues, and there is a solution. That's why I gave the example of Rosita Tan, and she's one of many. I have another one, we won't mention her name, but she's head of the Institute of Design for International Designers in Beverly Hills. And she's on camera. She's very feminine with a fur collar and everything. And she's explaining that she had some real problems with her hand, and the doctor suggested that she had immediate surgery. And yet she's gone camera and she says, I did Stephen Hersey's program for 2 days and look, at the swelling's not there. My hand's okay. I'm carrying my own purse. What's going on here? Now, she was incredible, for a woman in her late 50s. Also, she was pretty together. So we go in the gym and we show her a Pacific machine that she hadn't used before. And I put 50 pounds on. And I explained to her how to do it. And then when she does it, she's actually at her limit.
No.
Okay? Because it's the first time in gym. How do you explain that 12 minutes later, she's leg pressing 375 pounds? And when she finishes doing that, she gets off the machine and she has that sign of relief. Her body goes quiet. Her smile opens up. We just awaken our whole world. There's no yoga that can produce 1,000 foot-pounds of pressure to the brain. The strength training is your answer. But you want to know how to do it, you need to contact or go to drfitnessusa.com. You can buy the program straight up so you don't have to deal with me, so to speak, and you'll save yourself time, money, and energy. Or you can actually book an appointment and come in and have a conversation with me. I'm a people's person.
I want to see Adrian lift 300 pounds. I think that would be very amazing.
Yeah, you say it, you don't believe it, but I can prove it that she can do that in 20 minutes easily. And when she does it, she'll feel like $1 million.
And how will she lift it?
You have to do it through a leg press machine.
Leg press.
You have to have a know how to ergonomically support the body. I have the secret sauce or the secret formula. Mm-hmm. See? When I do in my exercise video, you'll see a leg press machine. But if you go into the gym, the people or the men or women always put their feet in the wrong position, so they can't feel what they're doing. They're just going through the motions.
Now you talk about pain relief, pain management.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because I'm sure Adrian would agree that if there was one thing that all caregivers had in common, they probably are in pain in some area of their body. Would you agree, Adrian?
Yeah. And for various, whether it's just a stress-induced kind of pain or or
even if it's migraines. In my case, it's the back.
Yeah.
You can relieve the stress in 2 or 3 exercises, but it's got to be done in a formula. You got to know where the pain is, where it's coming from. And what be that? Hey, listen, I'll make it really simple. It's like you go into a shoe store and they'll sell you anything. Okay, I'll give you an example. I won't say it is. I'm not going to promote the guy business. When Batista needed her hair done, I needed her to go to a hair designer. Where our office is, there's a hair guy downstairs. And he's very, very creative, okay? I've never gone to him. Okay, I go to somebody in West Hollywood. I hate driving, but I drive to West Hollywood. I pay more money, not too much, but I buy the right shampoo. I get the right cut. I understand there's a difference. When I go get my nails done, even though I'm a man, the woman says, oh, can I cut your hair? No, it depends who you're dealing with. I know that it's not that you get what you pay for. There are certain aspects of taking care of yourself that if you choose the right subject or the right product or the right person, it makes you feel like $1 million. So you can have pain in your body and say that's impossible, but you can change that. And another thing is when there's stress or trauma in a person's body, it could stay there in their body for over 25 years. There's no therapist will get rid of it. Like, let's say your father was mean to you when you're 6 years old. You're going to have that problem in your relationships. So my program is about enhancing relationships. So when you train in a certain way, you don't have to deal with yesteryear. You see, you can start from today and move forward. Say, I won't mention a name, but I met somebody that was a long time ago at a seminar or a fair, so to speak, health fair. And they were walking down the aisle, and the husband is a medical doctor with a nutrition degree. But unfortunately, the woman is 275 pounds. Okay? So I didn't take her really seriously. Now we fast forward. She contacts me 8 months later, and I ask her, can you write out a little bit why you'd like to work with me? Now, this is where... you see, as a designer, men create off their feminine side, and women create off their intellectual side. So that's a double problem. So when I read the letter, it's heartbreaking. It talks about how the person rock and roll through life and all the stresses and how they got to, and now they're obese. And they're coming to me for a solution. So anyways... she's from San Francisco, and she comes here to L.A. I have her a picture of her. She says, I'm coming to Gold's Gym in Venice, and I don't know how I'm going to do this. I show her 5 days later that she's leg pressing 575 pounds, and she's laughing about it. So if you think that you're going to be in your little apartment lifting two-pound weights or doing stretching, you're actually overstretching, because I go to a famous chiropractor and he says, if you can bend down and touch your toes, then you're not strength training, because your body's supposed to stay tight. How are you supposed to keep your vertebrae and everything in alignment if you're trying to stretch it out like an elastic? So there's a misconception or miseducation of what is really going on in the industry. It just sounds good. But if I say to Adrian, you look 20 years older than you ought to be, now, how's that possible? If the body
thinks that. The only one that thinks that.
Yeah, but if the body. Yeah, but the problem is that women don't see their body from the back. If their body is too thin, they're using up parts of their nervous system to sustain energy, and they don't see that their back has thinned out or changed posture, which adds to old age. Now, if they had a stronger back or more volume to it, and they had a little more cushioning, they would be healthier. So, like, I have a doctor that actually went on a bicycle accident and broke his femur in four places. And they told him, you'd be a cripple the rest of your life had you not gotten some muscles on your body. So when I walk up to skinny, tall men, there's nobody home. They don't know what it's like to have a body. I'm 184 pounds and my body thins out. I'm not trying to lose weight. But I can tell you, I can hardly feel my body in a sense. So just imagine of a person that doesn't have a body.
Yeah. You know, we can go on for another hour. We've totally run out of time. Can you tell everybody, because I'm going to come and see you. Because you're local.
I always ask Ben when?
When,
yeah,
Well, I'm getting an injection Thursday that's supposed to relieve the inflammation. Okay. Because I'm in so much pain, I can't do any exercises that they gave me to do.
Right.
So he says, okay, let's get rid of this inflammation so that you'll feel better and you can exercise. Okay. So I'd say after Thursday, I don't know how much time I need to recover from the injection, only a couple of days probably.
But we're only having a conversation. Yeah. People always want to bring their training back. We're just having a conversation. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. So where are you located and how can people get a hold of you? And give these people a takeaway. The caregivers who are just overwhelmed, and even the concept of exercise is like impossible for them. So help them out.
I think that going to drfitnessusa.com and buying the online programs will put your life in order.
Really? We can learn a lot just through the online program.
It took 9 years to put it together. It's a university education in the way we outline it. It's not like these commercials like PBX or anything like that. Yeah. Okay. If they want to go further or they want to ask me a question, they can email me. They can leave a message. I'll speak with them.
If they have a special offer for my listeners,
if they have a group of people and they want me to speak, I'm going to speak. I'm not, when people come in, they say, let's put it this way. We want to have more programs like yourself, letting people know that Dr. Fitness programs are available to caretakers or their friends that they can share it with, or they have a number that they can call and create an in-office appointment, or they can go online and read some of the or listen to some of the videos where I've done syndicated talk shows. See, today, men or women don't want to sit down and have conversations or listen to things that are available to them. They'll go to a seminar, even men, they'll go to a seminar and sit there for 3 days, and they'll tell you they have no time. So the only person that benefits from these seminars, besides overloading with women with too much information, is the upsell that they try to do to get your money. Yeah. I'm trying to save you money. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying not to save you. I'm trying to alert you that there's a better, healthy way to take care of yourself. And if you're a caretaker, it's a prerequisite that you need to put yourself first before others.
Okay, we've got to go. What is the cost, and do my listeners get some special consideration?
If they mention your that they heard it from Dave, okay. I'll see what I can do. But I want to see who's the motivators to actually take some action like today.
Sure. Well, what is it called? Is it affordable for a caregiver who's
of course
know,
it's
on a
affordable.
Budget?
People spend more money on their computers. They spend more money on cameras. I get the camera. A bicycle costs $3,000-$4,000 today.
I know. That's like saying, is food affordable?
All
right. Well, thank you so much. Adrian, how can someone get a hold of you and your wonderful ministry?
It's Adrian, A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E, at thecaregiverspace.org.
Great.
By
just
the way,
reminder,
by the yes. way, in closing, I would more than be happy to talk to your ministry. So we wouldn't just talk about exercise. We would talk about how they're treating their children and how their relationship is holding up
right.
and why they're coming to church in a specific way and what it gives them when they leave church. Are they more in harmony, or it was just another sermon?
Awesome. Thank you for that. So until next week at noon Pacific time, we're here every week. May God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Program with Dave Nassani. Join Dave every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific, or catch the program anytime 24/7 right here on Radio Star Worldwide.